Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment. That I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set us on fire today, Jesus. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And welcome to Daily Fire, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory, glory, glory. In our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by churchgirldresses.com, the place where good girls shop, with everything from church wear to casual wear to evening wear. They got you covered for the good girls. So make sure you visit them. The Easter sale starts today and ends on Sunday with 15% off. So make sure you go to churchgirldresses.com because you need to order by Sunday if you want that powerful attire delivered before Easter. All right, so visit churchgirldresses.com. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is the power of hallelujah. The power of hallelujah. And our scripture comes from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 9 through 10. I'm sorry, verses 8 through 10. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in live with me. The number is 323-870-4180, 3870-4180, and I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me right now. But if you cannot call in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern by visiting my ministry website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com, or follow the podcast so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, followed by texting the letters BF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information, plus the ability to contact me, is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. Well, by now you should have your Bibles ready. I am in Nehemiah, chapter 8, verses 8 through 10, reading from the KJV. So they read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then said he unto them, go your way. Hallelujah. Eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. The power of hallelujah. Many times in church, we will hear people say, hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is a Hebrew term. And the word really, although it's one word, means more than one word. It means praise ye Yah, Y-A-H, which means praise ye Jehovah. Hallelujah. So when we say hallelujah, we are saying praise ye God. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Nehemiah 8, verses 8 through 10, which I just read unto you, when Nehemiah and Ezra and all of the Levites, they were reading the scribes of the word or the word of God to the people. And the word was so heavy. The word was so powerful that it convicted the people in their hearts and caused them to begin to cry. Have you ever been there? Where the word of God was so powerful, just like it is here right now, that the anointing of it moves in your spirit, causes you to weep or to shout or to wave your hands, to rock back and forth, or to praise God. In other words, it just begins to do something on the inside of you. It lights the fire, and the word becomes just like Jeremiah said, like fire shut up in my bones to where I cannot help but release some kind of praise to Jesus. I can't help but want to change. Have you ever been there? Hallelujah. Praise ye Jehovah. So when they saw this happening, they began to tell the people, look, I understand that the word of God is strong. I understand that it's powerful all by itself. And I'm happy that it's causing you to be convicted and to want to establish more relationship with God. But do not weep. Do not cry. Instead, I want you to begin to praise him. Go your way. Eat the fat. Drink the sweet. Praise. Give to others who don't have, because today is holy unto God. Today is holy unto the Lord, and the joy of him, it is your strength. Hallelujah is your strength. Hallelujah, I said, is your strength. Hallelujah is your deliverance. Hallelujah is your second wind. Hallelujah is what moves you. Hallelujah is what brings you closer to God. Praise ye Jehovah. Praise ye God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the King. This is moving in your spirit right now for all of your trials. Hallelujah. For all of your tribulations. Hallelujah. For everything that you are facing right now, the answer is hallelujah. For everything coming against every attack against your household. Hallelujah. Praise ye Jehovah. Why? Because the joy of you, that is my strength. The joy in you, that is my victory. That is my release. So my soul cries out, living God. The power vested in saying hallelujah. In Psalm 22 and 3, we are taught that God inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of Israel. When your praises go off, they cause God to have to attend unto you, to have to pay attention to you. Hallelujah. Praise ye Jehovah. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, in everything give thanks, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. Praise ye Jehovah. In Psalm 1:6, verse 1, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God in his sanctuary. Hallelujah. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Hallelujah. And then verse 5, let everything that's you and me that has breath, that's you and me, we're alive right now. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye Jehovah. Hallelujah is your highest praise. Hallelujah is your release today. Hallelujah is your victory. Hallelujah is all that you need. Every time Satan even approaches you, your response is, hallelujah, this is my strength. Hallelujah, I have the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ha. Praise ye, Jehovah. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Keep on praising God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise you today. Hallelujah. Our souls are happy. Father, we are going our way, eating and drinking. We're going our way, praising you. We're going our way, saying hallelujah, waving our hands, shouting, just giving you the victory. We feel our second wind coming on. We feel our release coming on. We feel our joy coming on. Praise ye, Jehovah. Praise ye, Jehovah. Praise ye, Jehovah. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Glory, Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We ask forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you create in us clean hearts. Renew within us right spirits. Father, we submit our joy to you today. And all we can say is praise ye Jehovah. Father, we're laughing at our obstacles. We're laughing at our trials. We're laughing at these situations because our victory is entangled in you, is wrapped up and tied up and tangled up in you, in our praise to you. When we release the praise, when we open our mouth with life and speak, praise you, Jehovah, you must stop and pay attention. So we say, hallelujah. Hear our cry. Hallelujah. Answer us, God. Hallelujah. Make a way. Hallelujah. Open doors. Hallelujah. Heal the sick. Hallelujah. Deliver, save, sanctify, and set free. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Jehovah. It is done. Hallelujah. Let everyone say amen. Come on and praise him while I give the altar call, and then I'll end with your task. Hallelujah. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I say hallelujah. Now, Lord, I say hallelujah. Now, Lord, I say praise ye Jehovah. In the name of Jesus, let everyone say amen. Come on, just say, I will praise ye Jehovah. Say it again, I will praise ye Jehovah. Now listen, today is Friday. I want you to share this word with at least three people. Send them to the website, fueldthefire.com, or even better, follow the show so you can share the text message recording you will get at 8 a.m., followed by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. You will receive an automatic confirmation as well. Also, remember to go to church on Sunday or Saturday, whatever day you go to church. If you're in Miami and you don't have a church home, we would love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. We are located at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue. Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. and First Lady, Lady Tony Cooper. All of this information is on my website, our church address. Church starts at 11. Sunday school starts at 9. We're having a very special musical today on Sunday at 3. So if you can't come out during regular church service, come on out and have a good choir day of musical and praising God. You will have a great time. Again, that's at 3, and all of that information is on my website, FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. Now, our topic for today is the power of hallelujah. Your task for this entire weekend is to only give praise to Jehovah. I don't care what happens. Your joy, release, strength, and victory are in your praise. Don't forget to visit churchgirldresses.com. Hallelujah. And get that Easter stuff this weekend. You're going to be the baddest, prettiest, boldest woman in church. Still praising the Lord. Love you. See you on Monday.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door.